I wonder what the weather's like out on the West Coast. I know that Carlo Broussard is accustomed to the hot weather and crawfish here in Louisiana, but you're not in Louisiana, are you?
No, not anymore, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I am in Southern Cal, soaking up the sunshine, shorts and flip-flops every day, even in the winter months.
Oh, now you're bragging.
That's nice.
But I do miss that crawfish, man. Oh, golly.
Yeah. Man, tis the season. Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Well, Carlo, we're so grateful you joined us because I'm telling you, you've got, you're an apologist and you're a regular like on Catholic Answers Live. And did I say that right? Catholic Answers Live?
That's right.
Okay. I had a senior moment there. Anyway, you have a new book, and Gabby was like, you know, it'd be great to have you on every week, and we can kind of talk about the book. So why don't we begin at the beginning?
Yeah, well, the first chapter is on relativism. So, you know, you had me on, I guess, a couple of weeks ago,
right.
And we talked about the book in general.
Yes.
And so for the listeners out there who aren't aware, the book is called Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. And it's divided up into five sections. Prepare the way for truth, prepare the way for God, prepare the way for Jesus, Christianity, and then the church. And the idea is that we're seeking out to learn strategies on how to remove certain obstacles for unbelievers who are not being able to embrace truth, God, Jesus, Christianity, and the church. And so the first section has to do with truth. And in the first section of preparing the way for truth, I basically help you and coach you in strategies on how to remove five obstacles to truth. And of course, the first major obstacle is the idea that there is no such thing as truth, which is the essence of relativism. Relativism being a philosophical worldview that says there is no truth independent of what you or I happen to think, for truth is relative to your set of beliefs. So what might be your truth might not be my truth. And this is something, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI in his book Truth and Tolerance called relativism the most profound difficulty of our time. And in fact, as I mentioned in my book, in 2017, Alex McFarland, there was a study, 10 Reasons Millennials Are Backing Away from God and Christianity for the Fox News Opinion, and he pointed out that relativism being a major reason why millennials are abandoning God and Christianity.
All right.
So there's doubt in objective truth. Alan Bloom and his influential work, The Closing of the American Mind, there's one thing a professor can be absolutely certain of. Almost every student entering the university believes or says she believes that truth is relative. So relativism is the most profound difficulty of our time. So how do we remove this obstacle? Well, here's our first strategy, guys. Y'all ready? We need to show that relativism is self-refuting. So if I'm talking to you guys, Jeff, and Denise and Gabby, you're with us, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm talking to you guys and you share with me that, well, I don't know if there's any such thing as truth, I would simply ask you the question, do you believe that's absolutely true? And if you say yes, I believe it's absolutely true that there is no absolute truth, well then, Jeff, you're laughing because you recognize there's something unreasonable about that, right?
Yeah.
Actually violates the fundamental principle of non-contradiction. Something cannot both be and not be in the same respect at the same place and time.
Wow.
Now, suppose you are pretty sharp. You're a sharp cookie, right? So you respond and you say, well, Carlo, no, it's not absolutely true. My belief that there is no absolute truth is merely relative to my set of beliefs. Now, that gets that seems to get out of the straitjacket of a contradiction.
Yeah.
But let's think about that. So I would simply respond to you and say, well, first of all, you actually are making an absolute truth claim, because notice you said your belief is relative and it does not apply to everyone. Well, in as much as you say it is and it does not, guess what? You're making an absolute truth claim. Because in philosophy, we call that the second act of the mind. It's the act of judgment. And anytime you make an act of judgment, anytime uh-huh. you use the verb is, then you're making a true, you're making a claim about reality. But furthermore, guys, listen, if you're saying your belief in relativism is just your personal belief, well, then the only appropriate response to that is thanks for sharing. I mean, tell me something I don't already know. Yeah, you believe that. Some people don't. And if it's just one personal belief among a set of beliefs, well, then it reduces your belief in relativism to a mere personal taste or preference. And it has no more bearing on reality than your preference of chocolate ice cream over vanilla ice cream.
So there, so take notice, that. This is incredible.
So notice what it does. Notice how relativism not only is self-refuting in as much as it violates the principle of non-contradiction,
right.
but it also makes itself trivial, reducing the belief in relativism to mere personal taste or preference,
ouch.
Which, of course, has no bearing on personal reality. So those are two strategies. Number one, show that relativism is self-refuting. Number two, show that relativism makes all beliefs trivial, including the belief that relativism is true. And finally, strategy three, show that relativism leads to absurdities. And, of course, this is where we can bring into play the whole idea of transgenderism and the claim that I might be biologically a male, but mm-hmm. if I feel or identify as a female, then I ought to, then I am a female and I ought to be able to live it out. Well, of course, that's the root of that is relativism.
Mm.
The idea that the truth of human nature and the truth of who I am is independent of my biological makeup, but is relative to what I feel or how I identify.
Yeah.
And so we simply show the logical absurdities of that and saying, well, what if an individual thinks he or she is a cat? Does that make her a cat? As Nano and Oslo, Norway claim to be. Or if somebody identifies as transable, they're biologically fit, but they want to be a paraplegic. Of course, that's an absurdity.
Wow,
so,
Carlo,
those
we are
three strategies to refute relativism.
We are out of time. Where can we find out more about Carlo Broussard?
CarloBroussard.com or at Catholic.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. I love that quick study.